Ladies and gentlemen, the microphones are on and the cameras are rolling. We welcome all of you to City Hall for tonight's Committee of the Whole meeting. The meeting is called to order, and I would ask that the record reflect that all the aldermen save for Mr. Piper and Mr. Hill. Mr. Hill is in Paris, France, negotiating for the city of Geneva. In a while, instead of the new water treatment plant, we're going to get some bottled water from
Evian,
which is naive backwards.
3A would be better.
Unbelievable. Think about it. The meeting is called to order. No more horsing around. Gentlemen of Troop 137, Den 2, I would kindly ask that you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Remember, we went through this, so. Come up here, gentlemen. That's right. Gentlemen, kindly remove your caps. You got them?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, good.
Well done.
Good job, guys.
Members of the committee and ladies and gentlemen in the audience and those of you watching from around the world, is it Boy Scouts or Cub Scouts? What are you?
Cub Scouts.
Cub Scouts are from Williamsburg Elementary School. And remember what ward you're in? Remember I asked that question? What ward is your school located in? The fourth ward, very good. Your aldermen are present tonight. Alderman Flanagan to your left and Alderman Singer to your right. Do you guys have any questions for the members of the City Council tonight? And it's amazing I was late to getting up here, wasn't it? Because they were a lot talkative earlier. Are you here to earn a badge, perchance? Let's bring in the interpreter, Mary. Now I know why Jay Leno canceled his show.
They're here for their citizenship badge.
Citizenship badge. Excellent. Say that slowly. Any questions at all to help bolster your chances of earning your citizenship badge?
Wow.
Anything at all? How about one of the moms or dads? Anything? Ah, we have a question, a comment. Is that Andrew? Andrew, man, you've been asking all the questions today. Andrew, come on up to the podium, big guy. Now, your dad's watching at home, I know.
Yes.
So, put that microphone next to your mouth. Please state your name and your address.
I'm Andrew Meister, and my address is 99 Edward Avenue. My question is, how many addresses are there? Aldermen's are there in the City Council? City Council.
You sound like one of our developers. I wasn't going to mention anyone. There's actually 10 aldermen, but only 8 care to show up tonight.
Okay.
There's 10 aldermen. 2 represent each ward.
Okay.
Sound good?
Yeah.
Which one do you like best?
Andrew, just come to me.
Many people have been sucked into that.
Congratulations, Andrew. You're on TV forever, by the way. Is that your mom or is that your parole officer?
Same difference, right?
Any other questions, gentlemen? Anything at all? You're invited to stick around for as long as you like to watch us legislate. But we know you probably have homework as well, so when you have to sneak out, please do so. And if you could, just put like $5 or $6 in that bucket over there. That'd be helpful to pay for the tour and all my troubles. As the auditor is sitting next to you, big guy, check that out. This is young Cub Scout right here. What's your name?
Alex.
Alex, see that dude next to you in the suit? That's the auditor. That's Latin for ho-ho-ho. You want to hear him speak later. It's riveting. Okay, folks.
To some.
We're going to continue with the meeting because I'm out of jokes. What was that?
I said to some.
Mr. Marks is one of those CPA guys or whatever it is. Is it CPA or SSC? Yeah, okay. Folks, Item two is to consider the consent agenda. There's only one item marked with an asterisk, and that is considered to be routine. Is there a motion to so approve?
Mr. Mayor.
Second.
Motion by Brown, seconded by Marks. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Item 4A is to proclaim Make a Difference Day in the City of Geneva. And we have a very special presentation by our dear friend Wen Marsick and her team. Wen, the podium is yours. Welcome.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you.
I'm Wendy Marsick. I'm a Geneva resident, and I'm also a teaching assistant in School District 304. And I'm here tonight to say that we are very blessed to live in a community that cares so much about its children, and where families can provide them not only with great educational opportunities, but other things that really make their lives healthy, happy, and safe. The area of southeastern Kentucky, where I do a lot of volunteer work, is not so lucky. The children there their families are all under the poverty level, the nationwide poverty level of the United States. There is no boys club, girls club, anyone to help them out with any kind of other activities outside of what they get at school, and their school district there is not the caliber of Geneva's. So this year, I have asked my friends from Friendship Station and Fabian Elementary School, the Geneva High School Key Club, and the City of Geneva to help with a project called the Santa Project. And what that is send a new toy to Appalachia. And we're going to be collecting new toys all this week. I will be here on Saturday morning outside the City Hall collecting toys. And then on Make a Difference Day, which the official Make a Difference Day is next Saturday, my co-founder and I will be driving the toys down to Kentucky, and they will be distributed by the elementary school there. And I just want to thank everyone for their support in helping, and by just showing everybody again what a great community Geneva is and how we reach out to others. Thank you.
Yeah, don't we?
Well, do you want to introduce the young ladies who are joining you tonight? I recognize several of those faces. I think some of them taught my kids way back when.
Carrie Holman, she is one of our preschool teachers. Cindy Stewie.
Yep.
Angie Carlson. And Ellen Romoser is one of the special needs teachers in the school district. So.
Excellent.
So they're all here. And thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Polak, I think I might have a question or a comment for you, Wendy.
No, I just wanted to say thank you because you're here for Make a Difference, and you all truly have made a difference as a parent whose children have gone through your programs and have witnessed the differences that you make. Thank you. We truly are blessed to have you.
Anyone else? Alderman Flanagan?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just have a question. Is there any type of toys? What are you looking for? Maybe you can give us some.
Thank you for asking that. The only toys that would not be appropriate are things that need batteries or electric. Many of the children do not have electricity in their homes. Games, puzzles, stuffed animals, action heroes, princess dolls, you know, anything that children here would like. And we're targeting between preschool age and grade 5. So, but just anything at all will be wonderfully accepted and very, very appreciated.
And do you want those unwrapped?
Yes, unwrapped. They don't have to be tagged or anything, just, you know.
Alderman Vogelsberg.
Thank you. I'd like to say thank you to the preschool, too. But where are all the boxes going to be distributed?
They're going to southeastern Kentucky, to Estill County. Oh, where
I'm
the
sorry,
boxes
in Geneva. Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay, yeah, where can people find them?
Friendship Station Preschool, Fabian Elementary School, the Geneva High School Key Club is putting boxes out around the high school, and then there will be a box here outside the mayor's office. And then Saturday morning, we will be here between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. to collect toys. And hopefully we'll get some coverage in the newspaper. I'm working on that, but so that people know they can drop them off.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Comments or questions for Wen and her team? And the box is, the sample box is to your left, isn't it? That is so cool. And, of course, I trust you'll be driving a big vehicle down there so that...
We hope so.
Good.
We hope
so. Good. I do have a proclamation, ladies and gentlemen. If you'd indulge me, I'd like to read this and then present it to Wen. Proclamation for Make a Difference Day 2009. Whereas all children are deserving of a happy life, no matter what their environmental or economical situation, and whereas supporting the children of Geneva, Illinois in their efforts to reach out to other less fortunate children is a top priority, and whereas it is especially important that the citizens of our city be aware of the needs of all children, and whereas all the citizens of our city will assist in promoting the Santa Project to be facilitated by Friendship Station Preschool, Fabian Elementary School, the Geneva High School Key Club, and the local members of A Lasting World Incorporated. Now, therefore, I, Kevin Burns, Mayor of the City of Geneva, do hereby officially proclaim October 17, this coming Saturday, as official Make a Difference Day in the City of Geneva, Illinois, and I urge all citizens of the city to come together to participate in supporting the Santa Project, and by coming together to participate in giving faith, hope, love, and commitment to the students involved in this project. I'll entertain a motion to so proclaim.
So moved.
Vogelsberg makes the motions, and Mr. Marks makes the second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Wen, this is for you. You didn't think there was going to be a split vote, did you? Come on up, ladies. We have a photographer and everything.
Bless you.
This will be on the city Facebook tonight.
Got it. Thank you.
He belongs to me.
Can I ask one more quick question? Will you accept checks, too, if people don't have time to run out and get something?
Yes, we will, and the check should be made out to A Lasting World, Inc. And, yes, we will gladly accept those.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, you, Dawn, two forms of ID would be necessary. And would you accept the city check if you don't cash it for like 90 days? Anyone else? Wen, thank you. Ladies, thank you very much. And the invitation stands with you as well. If you need to sneak out, we certainly understand. So, thank you. We look forward to seeing you lug those boxes down to Kentucky. Item 4B is a presentation of comprehensive annual financial report.
Just let me know if there's something.
This is exciting. This is our finance director, Mr. Don Weiss.
Thank you, Mayor. Frank Costable is here from Costable and Steffens, our outside firm, to do a short presentation and then answer any questions that the council may have on the annual report.
We don't need the screen, do we, Frank?
No, not today.
Excellent. Do you want me to turn the lights off just for effect?
That's all right. If anyone has any questions, please just stop me in the middle. This will be a short presentation, talk about what we did and some of the comments that we have with the financial statement. If questions come up later, feel free to contact Mary and she'll either get your questions to me or give you my number. You guys can call me and ask me any questions that you have. First of all, the staff worked very well with us. What's that? Talking to the mic, sorry. Staff worked very well with us in completing the audit on time. It's technically due at the end of this month, and we'll make sure all the proper filings are made with the state of Illinois before the end of the month. Also, there were no issues. All the staff worked very hard with us in getting stuff timely and making sure that we got the result of completing the engagement. We issued an unqualified opinion, which we have in the past, which is the highest level of assurance that the numbers presented in front of you and the footnotes are accurate. a couple things that I wanted to highlight for you, and I'll give you some page numbers and talk about some of the statements that you're going to see. The first one is the management discussion and analysis letter. It's on pages 3-9. That's a letter that's from the city's management that pretty much discusses what happened over the past year and the changes from what happened from fiscal year 2009 and 2008. And also it discusses things that we expect to happen in fiscal year 2010. On pages 13 and 14 is the balance sheet and the equivalent to the income statement for the general fund. So you can see how the general fund fared based on your budget and your expectations. Pages 18 and 19 have the enterprise funds, which is the water and sewer, the electric and the parking fund. Those are the income statements, so you can see the revenues that came in for the year and what the expenses associated with that. Pages 22 and 23 are the pension funds, the fire and police pension funds, so you can see how you guys did on your investments and what the balance sheet is, each one of those funds. On pages 24 and 25 is the table of contents for the footnotes. The footnotes are very long. There's over 40 pages of footnotes. So if there's anything that you're trying to find in the footnotes, there's a table of contents so you can try to find it a little bit quicker. And the last thing that I wanted to highlight on pages 70 and 71 are the funding statuses of IMRF, the police and fire, so you can see how well you guys are funding each one of those retirement plans. That's pretty much all I really want to comment on the comprehensive audit report, if there's any questions with that. Otherwise, there's two letters that we also issued that I'd like to discuss those as well.
Any questions for Frank regarding the overall report? Watch out for the guy in the striped shirt over here, Frank. He's,
yeah.
He speaks your
mind. I'll keep mine offline.
Very well. All right, there's two letters that we issued as well that should be part of your package. One of them is called a management letter. It's negative by nature. What we do here is we put the city up against an ideal village or city and take a look at all the internal controls, and we try to look for areas of improvement. There was one suggestion that came up during the course of our audit. It related to the bank reconciliations, and our comment is that they put into place some written policies and procedures to make sure that they're filed, to make sure there's proper documentation. Not saying that nothing was getting approved, but now we've got written documentation, and you'll see there's also a management response in there that says the steps that they're going to do in the future to make sure that they adhere to this policy. And that was the only comment that we found this year. And then the second letter is with all the Enron stuff that came out over the last couple of years, there's some required communication to all boards, and this just highlights some of the things that we're required to let you know. First of all, there were no difficulties. We didn't have any problem getting any information from management. There were no disputes over any of the adjustments that we wanted to make. Secondly, we did not need to consult with any outside consultants. We were able to understand and handle all the city's finances, the way that they account for things, and the way that they disclose things. And finally, there was only one adjustment, which related to the bank reconciliation that we pointed out into the other letter. And that's pretty much all the comments I have to say.
Excellent. Questions or comments for Frank? Alderman Dantino.
I'm looking for it here, but our bond rating is AA3.
Large A, small A, 3.
Yeah, that I heard you. What is that? Best rating versus?
Well, the best rating is AAA.
Okay.
To be honest, we don't do the ratings. You have a separate company, an agency that gives it out. So I can't really tell you what the specific. I can't tell you why you're not a AAA rating, three capital A's. But I can tell you that I cannot, because that's not part of our responsibilities or part of our background. So you'd have to contact the rating agency to figure out how you can improve that if you choose to.
That's a pretty good rating.
That's a very good rating, yes.
Okay. That's all I had. Thank you.
Alderman Dantino, usually the ratings are based on level of debt
right.
that our community organization, the city's level of debt, as we all know, based on capital expenditures and public works projects, is significant. But to still achieve that AA3 is pretty darn impressive. And every time we consider letting bonds for whatever project, whether it be electricity or the parking deck, what have you, we are constantly asking our bond council to lobby for a higher rating because obviously it saves us money in the long run. So
right, the rates are lower the higher the rating is.
Exactly. So we used to have a bond rating of CME, which was just not good.
You?
Anyone else for Frank?
Just one general question. Sure. How do our reserves compare to other cities of our size that you work with?
Normally a good reserve, well, you don't really want it for your non-enterprise funds.
Right.
You shouldn't exceed more than 1 year's worth of property tax revenue.
Okay.
If you do exceed more than that, then you can have property tax objections, meaning that you're withholding people's money that you shouldn't be. So that stuff's reasonable. You can take a look at the enterprise funds and judge that by the fund balance. You can see there's planned deterioration, and then there's some areas where there weren't planned. So,
but for our general fund, do we compare closely to other cities
yes.
of our size?
Yep.
Heavier or lighter than most? What did you normally see?
Let me take a quick look. I would state that if we did see some significant deterioration that we were not expecting, it would have come out in our letter of our analysis. It's right in line.
Okay.
I would say it's probably around 60-80% of what most municipalities, based on your, you receive about $3 million in property taxes and your fund balance is about $1.4 million. So.
I'd like to ask City Administrator McKittrick to chime in on this topic as well, because I think most on the council, if not the citizens, will find it interesting.
Yeah.
I was just going to remind the council that you may recall, I believe it was back in March, I presented a fund balance policy to the council, which you adopted. At that time, I indicated that our reserves were the equivalent of about 41 days of operating expenses, and our goal was to have a minimum of 4 months or 120 days minimum, and that's what we are working toward. We will obviously only be able to do that on an annual basis as we put our budget together, I think our auditor is being very gracious. As far as I'm concerned, our fund balance is way too low, and we need to focus on that and continue to build that up so that we meet those reserves that are needed in case of emergencies. So that is one of our goals, and Frank has been very helpful when we were developing that policy and reviewing that for us before I brought it to you. So I appreciate his help in that regard.
Sure. Mr. Marks, you still have the floor.
That's fine.
Anyone else from the dais? Anyone in the audience? There's no action. It's just a presentation. Anything else, Frank?
That's it. That's all I got. Don was going to sing and dance for us.
Motion to adjourn this meeting. Now, you know, these Cub Scouts, where's Joe? Did you leave? Oh, thank God. Because what did I say? Isn't that wild, like about 10 times today? And Joe made fun of me. I was just going to ask, wasn't that wild, that presentation?
Oh,
was that Dan? Are you still here? Wasn't that wild, man? Isn't that great? Man, oh, man. You guys are pretty brave to stick around through the financial report. Mr. Weiss?
Thank you.
No, I can
see it. Nothing. Thank you, Frank.
All right, thank you.
Item D, 4D, is to consider street closures and assistance.
No, you can't see.
Oh, excuse me, C. Consider comprehensive annual financial report as presented. So we need action as well.
So
just
moved.
To accept.
Second.
Marks makes the motion and Flanagan makes the second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Item D is to consider street closures and assistance by Public Works and Police Department for the Christmas Walk event December 4, 2009.
So moved. Second.
Motion by Vogelsberg, seconded by Flanagan. Questions or comments regarding the perennial favorite, Christmas Walk? This year I have in high authority, Santa will be with us again. Very exciting. He's staying at the old Geneva Motel east of Couts Road, which is good.
Just the reindeers.
Just the reindeer staying there? Usually they nibble in St. Charles and stuff, and it's like, he must be hungry. All in favor of the motion, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Anyone opposed? Item E is to consider agreement with Illinois Public Works Mutual Aid Network for assistance with major emergency and disaster response.
So moved.
Second.
Marks makes the motion and Flanagan makes the second. Questions or comments? Alderman Singer.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Dan, there was a $250 estimated cost. What does that cover?
It just covers administrative fees associated with the association.
Nice.
They're going to be put. They're having an annual, their first annual meeting later this month. They're going to, so it covers some of those costs and publications that they put out, advertising this event and or you know the group and that, and it's all related to that.
Any idea on how many other municipalities are part of this organization?
Currently, there are about 40, and it's continuing. They just started earlier this year. It's growing each month as communities adopt the agreement.
And you apparently receive some kind of a quarterly report from them, or?
Yeah, we'll be getting a report. They actually had their first deployment earlier this year in Cartersville, where they had more like a hurricane type event where it took down the trees and that, and they several communities from northern Illinois and that went down and helped them out. So it's something that the police and fire have had for forever, I think, and Public Works is finally catching on and
I see.
Establishing the same type of system.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Thank you, Dan. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
You're welcome. Anyone else for Mr. Dingers? All in favor of this item, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Are you ladies looking for a good opportunity to sneak out, aren't you?
This is,
you know, and Wynn, just so you know, instead of buying Christmas gifts this year for the council, I'm going to give those to you.
That's a big lot of nothing.
Yes.
It's the thought that counts.
That's right. Thank you, ladies.
Very good.
Item F is to consider bid award and execution of contract with, is it Alanis?
Yes.
Alanis Landscape Group for 2010-11 Landscape Maintenance Program. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Marks, seconded by Vogelsberg. Questions or comments for Mr. Lemire?
Pretty straightforward.
Seeing none? Hearing none? All in favor of item F, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Item G is consider the grant-funded purchase of portable radio equipment from Communications Direct in the amount of $9,983.10.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Vogelsberg, seconded by Marks. Are there any questions or comments for the chief? And what's his face?
Jeff Berezin.
Oh, is that him? Man, he looks so much different from the website. I'm kidding you.
I can ask you which website that is.
No, you don't want to know, as a matter of fact.
Oh, that's nice.
I have to use the city credit card to get into the darn thing. Erase this part of the tape, Pete. Mr. Brown.
Thank you, Mayor Burns. Remind me, was this grant assumed when we did the budget for this? We assumed
no, it was not. So it was actually applied for in May, which I believe I misspoke in my summary and said it was in September. Officer Parisi applied for it in May, and it was awarded to us in September. And we've been asked or told that it needs to be spent by the 30th of this month.
So this is helping us upgrade our equipment faster than we'd originally planned.
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
thank you, Officer, for getting the grant for us.
Yeah. And Officer Parisi, how do you stumble upon such a grant? This is stuff that's email blasted out saying if you're interested in applying, do so?
It was. In fact, yes, it was.
Yeah, okay.
And I was just forwarded the information by Commander Nash. So this is actually the first one that we applied for because we just started doing this.
Right.
And there's a second one we're waiting to hear from that I submitted about a month and a half ago, and that was for $31,000, which, if it is awarded, there is no matching requirement for the department. So if that comes to be, then it would replace the remaining radios that
That's
we have. So.
So you are, by good, bad, or indifferent, the official grant writer now?
Yes.
As the chief is nodding his head, by the way.
And he's done a great job.
Yes, he has. I think you and I talked about this last time we were on a cool ride to school, actually.
Yeah, we did, actually.
Remember you locked the doors and said, please support this? And
that was when you wanted to sit in the back of the squad and,
that's right.
And you couldn't get out?
Exactly. That was, that was awesome.
Why didn't you let him out?
There were certain demands met.
It's called public safety.
Any other questions or comments for the good officer?
Mr.
Devine, please join us at the microphone.
Sure.
John Devine, I was just wondering, where's this grant from?
It's a good question. It's a federal grant that was actually from fiscal year 05-06, administered by the Illinois Criminal Justice Information Authority, and they are the ones that have awarded us with the funds. So it is a federal grant, though.
It comes down via, is it Homeland Security or via
Illinois Criminal?
It actually,
Justice?
It is Department of Justice.
Justice?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Thanks.
So it's part of the trickle-down effect from our friends in D.C.?
I believe so.
Yeah. Anyone else? Questions or comments for Officer Parisi or Chief Mixon? We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Great. Thank you, gentlemen. If you guys want to join the remaining Boy Scouts, man, what are you still doing here? You are like a glutton. Is your mom back there making you stay the whole time?
He needs a ride home.
Do you need a ride home? That's right. Too bad Mr. Piper wasn't here. He has a motorcycle, man. That's cool.
Pardon?
That's a moped.
No, we have to. There's a bunch of amendments. Okay.
Item H, ladies and gentlemen, consider budget amendment not to exceed $10,000 for the purchase of 16 portable radios and related equipment.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Brown, seconded by Marks. This, of course, is related to item G. Questions or comments? Hearing none, seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Item I, consider contract with Municipal Code Corporation for codification services.
So moved.
Second.
Marks and finally Vogelsberg makes a second. You'll notice this is a different name being recommended. So any questions or comments for Ms. McKittrick? Alderman Brown. And Maladra.
Mary, the online capabilities will be the same as with Sterling.
Okay. Alderman Brown?
I had a similar question. I've used the online code at the moment a few times in the past, and it's very convenient and works very well, but this will be almost identical?
Yes.
Yeah, so the public will see no change in the ability to look up any city ordinance they so wish.
Just less expensive.
Just less expensive. This is good.
That's good.
Anyone else for Ms. McKittrick? Mr. Devine?
Yes, since the city administrator opened the door, I'd like to know how much less expensive.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. You're a brave man to wear Notre Dame shirt, man. They did have a good victory, though, but nevertheless.
We are in defeat. Fan is a fan.
Why would he be brave?
Because I've seen what Notre Dame football has done to my father. I'm just kidding.
I can read from the memo that's in the packet to you just to go over some of the charges if you would like. But it's not just based on one fee. Currently, we are paying $16 per hard copy page from Sterling Codifiers, and that is going to increase to $21 per page. And I got information from three other codify companies. And municipal code charges $18 per page. I also looked at internet hosting fees. Municipal code corporation that I'm recommending does not charge anything for the first year of internet hosting. They charge $400 each year thereafter. Sterling was going to increase their fees up to $500 per year. The other difference is that municipal code would lock in these fees for 4 years. Sterling would only guarantee them for 1 year. So, anyway.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyone else? On item I, we have a motion and a second. Motion by, I believe it was Marks, seconded by Vogelsberg. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Item J is consider approval of addition of loan option to city's deferred compensation plan with Great Western Retirement Services.
So moved.
Second.
Brown makes the motion and Dantino seconds. Questions or comments for Ms. Dawkins? Alderman Brown.
Although I believe I will vote yay on this, it's not a good idea for anybody to be taking loans against what is basically retirement savings. So I'm not sure this is necessarily in everybody's best interest, but I can imagine there's some cases when a person does need to make a loan against these funds. So I will vote yay.
And I will just add that we have limited it to they can only have one outstanding loan at any given time. And this was a direct request from employees, not something that we went seeking, because I don't necessarily disagree.
Anyone else? Questions for Ms. Dawkins? We have a motion by Brown, a second by Dantino. All in favor of the motion, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? New business, ladies and gentlemen. Anyone in the audience? New business tonight? Our Cub Scout, anything at all, man? Isn't that wild? Nothing? Anyone else? Good to see our Plan Commission member here this evening. Oh, God.
Mayor Burns?
Please join us at the microphone.
This is a note for your father and for Ray and for Jim.
Oh, God. It's going to be...
Words. Only two words for you guys. Go Trojans.
This is a family show.
You'll notice that the security has been enhanced around City Hall because of the presence. It's a USC fan, which is depressing in and of itself. But University of Spoiled Children, is that what it stands for?
What was it, Greg?
Did I just say that?
Apparently spots, we should say.
Go Irish.
Go all the way back to the West Coast.
Now, he's a good man. He's brought us all sorts of opportunities here.
Who's
just
that?
Saying that to be nice.
Who's that?
Anyone else? From the dais, any new business? I just have one bit of news that you may not have heard yet. Little Geneva, Illinois was just ranked in Sports Business News. Out of 399 communities nationwide, we rank 356 as being the best fan or sports town in America. Not too shabby. Primarily due to the Cougars, of course, but I argue that there's more exciting sports about a mile and a half northwest, or northeast, but so that's pretty cool. So we're really bidding on the Olympics next year. And that's just only an $85 million budget amendment.
What magazine was that?
Sports Business News. So, yeah, pretty cool. So we rank just below Lubbock, Texas, I believe. But guess who we just beat out?
St. Charles.
Batavia,
New York.
Oh,
wow.
I've been there.
Yeah, so have I. So, wow. Any other new business? Otherwise, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion made by Mark, seconded by Pollack. All in favor, say aye.
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 Oh, yeah.
Great. Microphones are off.
What is... What is entice you to be in Batavia?
I got a vendor that's in town next door, and I stayed in Batavia.
Oh.
Another reason. Work.
Or the things that were supported.
Wasn't enticing.
Crazy, right?
How was Texas,
Hi.
Raymond?
I'm done, so...
The Quessy, for instance, City Council tonight?
Well,
oh, I didn't know that.
I called him.
He said his itinerary was... I wanted to comment on what the reader...
Okay, you're fine.
You received a flag binder, at least, regarding the snow removal.
Get
coming up here, man? The other, you and Mark, all each received that. We just got additional supplements.
You come in here?
We already have the binder. And what we will do is remove...
Oh, yeah, yep.
Anything like that.
And put the ones we have in.
Watch your ticket.
The constituents should call you and say, how can they have it removed like snow? They have the whole shit and everything.
I haven't gotten to meet any of them.
Well, I've never gotten a call on that.
No.
No, they just bitch, last year was a little... They bitch, the biggest bitch...
The only thing they have going for us, though.